Now, it is 22:08. Good morning. Nice to have you here today. Old-fashioned sex discrimination still rife in the workplace. That's according to Citizens Advice in Eastbourne, which say that it's continuing to see women dismissed or victimised when they fall pregnant. They've conducted an online survey of women in Eastbourne, also Hailsham and Crowborough, all with stories of hours being cut, conditions altered, and in the worst case, actually losing their job. Well, it's an issue, it's an issue we've covered here before on the programme. Here's Jolie Brearley telling us her story to our reporter Emma Simpson.
So I was employed by an organisation in the northeast of England. I was on a fixed term contract. I'd worked with them many times before. On this particular project that I was employed on, I had secured the funding, designed the project. When I was 4 months pregnant, I informed them, planned everything meticulously to ensure there'd be no problems for them, and without any further discussion, they sacked me by voicemail.
Well, what impact did that have on you?
Well, I was really shocked that they had done it. It really did affect my mental health. And I looked for advice and help and couldn't find anybody that could give me really good advice about what my rights were. So in the end, I employed a solicitor. The solicitor sent the organisation a letter to say that I should be compensated. The organisation just threw that letter in the bin. That cost me £300 to send the letter. And then I found out I was having a high-risk pregnancy. So obviously, taking the case any further, going to tribunal, would be very, very stressful, and that then put at risk the health of me and the unborn child. So I had to drop the case.
With us now is Alan Brusen, who is the chief executive of the Eastbourne Citizens Advice. Alan, good to have you here this morning. This is quite shocking. Were you shocked to find what this report dug up?
Well, it's been a steady increase in these types of inquiries who have come to us over the last year. And that in itself has been an alarming indication of some sort of problem. We really wanted to understand what was going on, what possible reasons there might be for employers to be treating women's rights with such disregard. And we've explored some of the possibilities. We have one or two theories, but fundamentally, there are legal rights that need to be enforced here, and awareness needs to be raised for both employers and employees of what those rights are.
It's extraordinary to think in this day and age that when arguably someone's at almost their most vulnerable when they're pregnant and concerned and they've got the balancing work as well, that this should happen still.
It is remarkable, isn't it? Something that we thought would have been sorted out by legislation in the late 60s, etc. It seems very old-fashioned. It's possible that small employers may not be aware of the kind of financial support that they can get by reclaiming the costs of maternity pay from the government,
yes.
HMRC.
And I should just point out, that's really important to point that out, isn't it? Because in the past, I think small businesses have felt a bit victimised, that the law is very much in favour of the lady who's fallen pregnant and actually doesn't really seem to care about the small business. As you point out, that's not necessarily the case.
That isn't the case, and if small employers can actually reclaim the costs, in effect, they wouldn't be out of pocket at all. They'd be able to cover not only the statutory maternity pay, but the cost of another employee to take that person's place, to look after things temporarily while they're away, and to enable them to come back.
Right.
I mean, this is just our theory, possible theory as to why there is such a sudden response. When somebody tells their employer they're pregnant, you get a very sudden response. Everything changes for some of these examples that we've seen. And some people's work is terminated without any notice.
Yes.
Or they aren't offered any more hours if they're on a 0 hours contract, which puts them in a very precarious position.
In a nutshell, Alan, now that this topic is raised again, at least it's out there and hopefully, it'll go some way to changing things.
We are going to continue to raise awareness. We're focusing particularly on Eastbourne, and we're going to work with the Chamber of Commerce and the local MP to let women know what their rights are and also employers what their responsibilities are.
Okay. Alan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Alan Brusen there, who is the gentleman who was concerned with the situation with pregnancy and, just how crazy it is that in this day and age, he's the CEO of Eastbourne Citizens Advice, that women are still having these problems when they're at their most vulnerable.